Scott City was in competition at the Rocky Mountain Invitational in Garden City on Friday and Saturday. They focus now to league down at Cimarron coming up here on Friday afternoon, and it should be a good one there. Hopefully some good competition from the league here. We got a couple of seniors joining us here, and one that reigns at the top of the standings, and Michaela Miller representing the girls wrestling side. And how are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. How fast has this season gone for you?
A lot faster than last season, when I feel like. I feel like I blinked, Christmas break came, and now it's over.
Yeah. Not quite. A couple more weeks.
Almost.
3 more weeks, hopefully.
Yep.
You've had a pretty outstanding senior season here, and you had some really good tournaments here last couple of weeks that have pushed you a little bit. You won them all, and what are some things that you took away from the competition?
Some of the girls that I had were a lot stronger than, like, the girls that are in my league. Like, Nebraska girls, they weren't really stronger. I feel like they were just more, like, I don't know, physically something. I don't know. But, like, the 5 and 6A girls that I wrestled last week in that Valley Center girl, she was extremely strong, and I wasn't really ready for it. But I was able to be stronger than she was, I guess.
Yeah, you just wore her down, right?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, well, she wore me down in the second period and choked me out for a good solid 45 seconds.
So. Yeah, and you don't remember any of it, huh?
No, not at all.
But no, those are some things that you probably wanted to see kind of take away to get better at. And what are some things that you're trying to do to continue to improve here down the stretch?
I think I need to figure out some more takedowns. Because I don't really like standing there and dancing for a good solid 2 minutes the first period. So I think finding a new takedown and making sure it works, and then being able to be stronger on top too. So.
All right. Yep. You've got a pretty tough practice partner, and they call her Jonna, of course. But
yeah.
I was gonna say I called her today Jonna Cena, but you know, if she wants to be John Cena the next one, I call her Jonna Cena. But
yeah.
What's that like when you guys are pushing each other there in the practice room?
Well, Jonna herself, she's just a really strong individual. So being able to wrestle her, I think, makes me stronger as a person, and it helps me for the weekends, because she's probably almost as strong as they are. Except not as heavy.
Yeah.
Although it's kind of hard to keep her focused during practice because she likes to pick on the coaches and tag their feet all the time.
Well, she got it today, man.
It's an everyday occurrence, yeah.
What's something you'd like to see here as you go down through the final stretch of your high school wrestling career?
You know, I just want to have fun, you know. The last few weeks, everybody always gets tired of being around each other, and I can feel it. Like, I don't want to be there anymore because everyone's just draining me out. But, you know, just got to push through it.
That's right. Got to push through it. But it should be fun here with regionals already in 10 days. And once again, Senior Michaela Miller joining us here. Thanks as always here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Michaela Miller joining us here. Another senior joining us here, and he wrestles at 175 pounds. And Jacob Irwin, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. Well, you've had a pretty good season here. It's been interesting, but you've had some pretty big wins here along the way. How would you characterize your season?
It has kind of been up and down. The last week at the Rocky, I think I did pretty well for myself, but yeah,
all right,
up and down pretty much.
Yeah, you actually had to bump up a little bit 2 weeks ago in Lexington because they're kind of the old weight classes. So you're the light one of the bunch. What was that like?
I noticed that. Those guys were all stronger than me. I think being faster was helpful, like more conditioned. I was able, and then in the duel, I was able to definitely work faster than my opponent, and that helped.
Okay. But, yeah, and then you got back down here, Rocky Welton, a big bracket, a challenging bracket, and, boy, you had a great weekend. What seemed to click for you?
I'm not sure if it was wrestling those heavier guys and learning that the speed is what I need to work with and use my speed more than I try to out-muscle them, or if it was just I hit a mental block that I finally broke through, and after that I was able to actually wrestle.
Yeah, yeah. You ended up knocking off a couple of state-ranked kids, and even one of them in 4A that they still ranked this week. That has to give you a lot of confidence going forward here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really did boost my confidence and help me.
All right. This weekend, or Friday, I should say, you have your final regular season tournament at high school. Mm-hmm. I know that doesn't sound right, but
yeah.
It's unfortunate, I guess you could say. But, yeah, it's going to be league down at Cimarron. What are you looking forward to there against the competition there on Friday?
I'm looking forward to wrestling against Goodland again.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in two weeks, that kid. If I could beat him, Mason Hernandez, that'd be really good for me.
Yeah, that would be a huge win, and I know that you got. I don't remember if there's a Colby kid at your weight class or not, but you know, those are going to be some big matches there for you. But what would you like to see here as you go into the postseason to regionals here in a couple of weeks?
I'd like to see just myself get better every day at practice. I'm trying to work harder than I have in the past, trying to run harder in morning runs.
That sense of urgency really is kicking in, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So yeah. Are you catching Caesar in the morning runs now?
Yeah, I try to stay up with him now.
He's all right,
pretty fast.
Yeah, but yeah, you're improving in that though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. Well, once again, Jacob Irwin joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always. Here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Jacob Irwin joining us here, and we'll get to talk to you here with Coach. Dakota Hayes, Scott City Wrestling down at GWAC coming up on Friday afternoon. And Cimarron, as Coach Dakota Hayes joins us here, I think you had to like a lot of things overall from your team last weekend, the Rocky Welton. You know, a lot of unknowns with some of the other states, not knowing a whole lot about them, maybe other than some of them have been highly ranked, maybe statewide there and nationwide, both boys and girls. And 11th place is, for the boys. 8th place for the girls. They're in a pretty rough tournament there for them both days. And did you like what you saw with your team?
No, yeah, I feel like we all wrestled pretty well. We definitely turned it on a little bit more than what we had at Lex. We took a couple lumps up there, and they all came back, hit the week hard, prepared, knew that they had a big challenge, big hill up in front of them, and they kind of met head on. I mean, we lost some matches that I feel like we shouldn't have, but that's – Every coach, really. Yeah. I mean, they're going to tell you, oh, we didn't do well here, didn't do well here. But I feel like they all went out there and did the best that they could. It is stiff competition. I mean, you're looking at anywhere from 1A to 6A in the state of Kansas, and you're looking at big schools, little schools from Colorado and Texas, and, you know, we had New Mexico and Oklahoma, and it was just a big tournament with a lot of teams. I mean, heck, I think there was 36 boys teams or something mm-hmm. like that, And for us to come in and finish just outside the top 10, I mean, I think we were 2.5 points out of top 10. That's pretty good. I feel like it was a good little kind of step forward, especially, heading into league this week. So,
yeah, and I know there were some pretty rough weight classes there for sure. And I think I was looking at it back at it. I think maybe 26 and 20 were probably the most stacked weight classes there.
Yeah, I mean, 26 and 20, they were loaded. But tournaments like that, we can almost kind of compare it to the state tournament. Uh-huh. I mean, there's not going to be a slouch that you run into. You're going to have to give everybody your best match, no matter if they got a losing record or a winning record. Because some of these teams, man, they travel long yes. ranges to wrestle good competition. And for us to be able to only travel 30 miles or whatever, and to be able to wrestle that caliber of kid, it's something to, take advantage of.
You had a tournament winner in Colin McDaniel. They ended up seeding him first there, but he really, I thought, really looked really good in the tournament there, especially in that finals match. The Lyles kid, a great bend, is he's no slouch. He's pretty good, and that's a tough wrestling family there. And I thought, it was closer for a while, but, boy, he was able to pull away in that third period. And that was a good tournament for Colin.
It was. Colin wrestled really tough. The kid that we had to wrestle in the semifinals from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, had actually beat the two kids that Colin had lost to. So we knew it was going to be a dogfight. And it's one of those things. Colin went out there doing what Colin did, and went out there aggressive and wrestled the way that we love to watch Colin wrestle. Didn't hold back. Didn't, you know, he went for what he knew he was good at and took care of business. And it was the same thing in the finals match there. He got the early takedown and turned him a couple times and then just kept hammering. And that's really good to see. You know, we've had some spells of getting kids to the finals and not being able to, mm-hmm. to punch that ticket and get the championship. But he got done what he needed to do, wrestled well, and that's really all you can ask for. And let's hope, you know, we can continue that through the next couple of weeks.
He also had some big weekends for a couple of other year juniors there. Houston Frank wrestled pretty well there at 165 pounds. He was right there with a very good wrestler from Garden City in that third-place match. I know the final looked deceiving, but a lot of those points were scored late, just trailing by a couple of points and desperation moves. I thought he wrestled the Clyde Stewart kid really well. And even you go to Tanner Gooden at 215 pounds, almost said 220 again, but 215 pounds. I thought he's still figuring out the sport of wrestling on the varsity level, but I thought he held his own.
Yeah, no, Tanner's has improved every week so far, and he's being extremely coachable. He's showing that he cares and that he wants to get better, and that's one of those things that we can keep feeding you information and keep helping you, and if you're not going to do anything with it, you know, it kind of stinks a little bit, but he's taking everything and improving every week, wrestling better every week. You know, and for him to get on that podium there, let's hope, you know, that's showing, moving the right direction and be able to get that state place for him. And Houston, you know, he wrestled, I think that Ian kid from Andale,
yes,
ranked one or two, the kid that we had in the semis. He was right with him, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, they were telling me that, you know, Houston has wrestled that kid I don't know how many times over the past 10-12 years and kids and all that stuff, and I feel like he, you know, made a couple mistakes here and there, but he wrestled his match and I feel like, you know, Houston keeps working hard and all that stuff, and that's going to be an even closer match. Maybe hopefully we can come out on the top end of it. So
yeah, and I mentioned Jacob here, we talked to him, he had a couple of big wins there along the way on the weekend.
Yeah, no, he wrestled really tough. You know, something must have just clicked, and he decided that, you know, it doesn't matter what my record is, and it doesn't matter who I'm going against, the best or the worst person, mm-hmm. you know, worst seed in the brackets, the person wrestling me, and he went out there and just left everything out there. I mean, coming from a kid that hasn't, you know, taken his lumps this year, but he's still wrestling hard, and he's given everything he's got, and he's got a lot of heart, and for him to get that medal there at Garden City, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. You know, especially being a senior and working your way to that position on varsity here. But now we should talk about the girls here before I forget. Kayla wins the tournament there at 235 pounds. It was a round robin there, but you know, she won them all, I believe, by fall there. But that was some good competition there, and I thought some of your other girls wrestled pretty well. There were some pretty loaded weight classes. I think some of the girls kind of found out what they really, really need to do here to maybe have that opportunity to get to state.
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, that girls' division, they brought in quite a few teams again. I think there was 20-something, and, you know, every bracket was pretty full except for the heavyweight one there, obviously, but they just went out there, they wrestled hard, but they ran into some girls that had been wrestling for 4, 5, 6 years, and that extra experience kind of pays off for some of them. But our girls took the challenge head on, they wrestled hard. Brooklyn had a really good weekend. She made the semifinals and ended up in fourth place, you know, and her third and fourth place match was a very winnable match. I mean, it was going back and forth, and we just ended up coming out on the bottom end of it. But Audrey had a great weekend. Some of our other girls, you know, they took their lumps early. Jonna, she ran into a pretty tough girl from Dodge City. They got a tough girls team.
Oh, wow.
Man, they are
yes,
solid straight across. But you wrestled that Dodge City girl right out of the gate and you know, made some mistakes here and there, and the Dodge City girl was able to capitalize. But I feel like they all battled hard. You know, they took their losses well. They learned from it and was able to kind of rebound and come back and try to get another medal. So,
well, now we do focus to coming up here on Friday. It's GWAC, Cimarron, final regular season tournament for the girls before regionals. Boys get another week of competition before regionals here. But There's going to be some big matches really across the board for everybody there this weekend.
Yeah, no, they're going to be big. I mean, when you look at it, we got Colby and Goodland both in our regionals. Ulysses, they're a 4A competitor. You know, Cimarron's got some great kids. Hugoton's got a couple good ones. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but they all, you know, Holcomb mm-hmm. even, they got tough kids. And it's one of those things where it's a good step to try to get ready for that big regional push. You know, we do have the Cimarron duel next week, but that's just a duel. It's mm-hmm. not really where you're focusing on trying to pick up bonus points and collect as many team points as you can and win matches big and start that snowball effect where, you know, everybody starts feeding off of each other and you know, because that winning stuff, it's fun and it's yes. contagious. And so, you know, it's one of those things where we're going to have some tough matches and hopefully, you know, we can come out on top as a team and get some individuals there up top and hopefully come out with maybe some criteria stuff for regional seating purposes. So,
man, it's hard to believe you're talking that, but yeah. Do you consider Friday like kind of one of those tune-ups, how you want your team to operate for regionals?
You do. It's one of those things. I mean, we all talk about peaking at the right time and all that kind of stuff. And it's one of those things that, yeah, I want them to do well at league. I want them to win those matches, and winning league's a great thing. But, you know, there's something special about being able to make that push at regionals and get as many kids as you can and win that regional and possibly give yourself an opportunity to compete for a plaque there at state. You know, and the more you have, the more points you can get. So it is kind of a work towards it, but you know, we're still fine tuning some stuff. You know, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the kids they're getting there. They're ready. They're wanting to compete and they're wanting to go out in there and do the best that they can. So, as a coach, that's really all you can ask for. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. It's a fun part of the season here. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here, talking wrestling here for the season here and coming up here with league on Friday here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and good luck to you coming up at league on Friday.
Yep, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.